From the Sky News Centre at 11, two men have been charged in America over an alleged plot to murder the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States. US Attorney General Jeff Holder claims it was directed by the Iranian government and involved bombing the Saudi and Israeli embassies.
And constitutes a flagrant violation of US and international law. In addition to holding these individual conspirators accountable for their alleged role in this plot, the United States is committed to holding Iran accountable for its actions.
A court has heard the man accused of murdering Joanna Yates confess to a prison chaplain 6 weeks after her body was found that he killed her. Vincent Tabak admits manslaughter but denies murder. The Royal Navy has helped to free 23 crew on an Italian cargo ship hijacked by pirates off the coast of Somalia. The Ministry of Defence say the pirates surrendered without force. The jury in the case of the doctor charged with killing Michael Jackson have been hearing how he told the singer's family about his death in a recording of an interview with police.
After they cried and cried and cried, you know, his daughter uttered a lot of words of unhappiness and she knew she would live alone without her dad and she didn't want to be an orphan. And felt sad, real sad. She's like my daughter.
Dr. Murray denies involuntary manslaughter. The captain of the ship that's spilling tons of oil off the coast of New Zealand has been charged with operating a vessel in a manner that's causing unnecessary danger. Oil from the vessel Rainer has washed up on popular beaches in the Bay of Plenty. It's the worst maritime pollution disaster ever in the country. And Scotland have failed to clinch a Euro 2012 qualifying playoff spot. They've lost 3-1 in Spain. Craig Levein's men could have gone through with a defeat, but that possibility was ended by the Czech Republic beating Lithuania. The Republic of Ireland, though, did secure a playoff berth. They beat Armenia by 2-1. That's the latest. I'm Joe McCulchick.
That's it, the final whistle has gone. Bristol Athletic supporters are on the pitch with the AFC the League Cup champion.
Bristol Athletic are like family.
Bristol Athletic are like a family.
Bristol Athletic are an established local football club attracting players from across the city.
I'm 22 and there's always someone to help or advice.
We have Saturday and Sunday adult teams and a new under-18 side.
Based on respect, we have each other's back.
We support players from every community.
I'm 19, I am 27.
Why not join or support your local community club? Log on to bristolathletic.co.uk for further information. This announcement has been sponsored by PW Logistics, the community courier.
BCFM 93.2. Bristol is our community.
Oh, I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. Well, I tried and I tried. All night long I cried. And I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. I didn't think you'd leave me behind. Now I see you're the two-time and kind. Did you think it was smart to jump from heart to heart when I can't get you off of my mind? No, I can't get you off of my mind. They say that a true love is blind, and you fool every new love you find. You've got stars in your eyes, but they won't hide the lies. And I can't get you off of my mind. Oh, I can't get you off of my mind. I didn't think you would leave me behind. Now I see you're the two-time and kind. You think it was smart to jump from heart to heart, but I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. Well, I tried and I tried, all night long I cried. I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. And I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. You off of my mind. Oh, I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind. No, I can't get you off of my mind.
There's a million reasons why I don't believe it. There's a million reasons why it can't be true. Open fire, can't melt steel. It's not hot enough. It's nothing new, it's not a mystery. Check out the Reichstag, Germany. There's a million questions still. Like the towers, it just fails. The fire's not enough, no way hot enough to bring it down. The project for the new American century was added to a year before that day. It stakes in order to proceed, a modern day Pearl Harbor it would be.
The Gulf of Tonkin took the place.
9/11 set them free. The project for the new American century.
About the blood that
I think it is a moral lesson. There is a possibility for a kind of utopia. We've dreamed about it, and that possibility exists in our future.
The wounded winds of north, south, east, and west can be purified and cleansed, and the integrity of nature can be made whole again.
Tastes like wine. Gonna wear the water, tastes so fine. I'm gonna wear that water tastes like wine. Heading on that long, lonesome, long, lonesome road. Heading on that long, lonesome road. Ah, when I'm gonna, don't you wait for me. When I'm gonna, don't you wait for me. Ah, when I'm gonna, don't you wait for me.
Last but one there from The Dead Plants and their album Street Song. And also just before that you heard Martin from Song City with the song, his song about 9/11. So anyway, the next one's coming up. That actually is something I think I've ever heard John Peel ever play the Bee Gees, have you? But this is actually an adaptation of a Bee Gees song, also by Martin from Song City. So see what you make of this one.
This is from the old school, new school.
Now, I think at this point, I really ought to stress that this is my interpretation of a kind of John Peel night. Me being Tony Gosling, I don't think John would have played that one, mate. Quite possible because of the BG overtones. But I just love the lyrics. Also, one of the things he loved to do was to play obscure stuff. So let's have some more from the Dead Plants and their Street Songs album. This is much more the sort of thing Peel would have loved.
Things About Coming My Way, take two. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So many days, so many nights, rocks for my pillow, stones for my bed, but after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. I walk the road from town to town, none of my friends can be found, but after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. They criticized and told the judge dirty lies, but after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. They stood outside the prison walls, they were so glad to see me fall, but after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. I was in trouble and couldn't get out, but after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. Don't take nobody to be a friend, they will forsake you at the end, but after all, my heart traveling, things about coming our way.
Markets are often irrational or rigged. Why should good companies be destroyed by short-term investors looking for a speculative killer, while their accomplices in the city make fat fees? We must be vigilant. So I'm shining a harsh light onto the murky world of cozy magic circles in audit and law and investment banking. Capitalism takes no prison.
Andrew Lansley, greedy Andrew Lansley, tosser. The NHS is not for sale, you grey-haired monkey codger. Andrew Lansley, greedy Andrew Lansley, tosser. The NHS is not for sale, you grey-haired monkey codger. Andrew Lansley, greedy Andrew Lansley, tosser. The NHS is not for sale, you grey-haired monkey codger. Andrew Lansley, greedy Andrew Lansley, tosser. The NHS is not for sale, not for sale. So the budget of the PCTs, he wants a hand to the GPs, oh please. Don geeks are gonna buy from any willing provider and get care from private companies. So the pie and the one apiece, got the rice on the peas like mice for the cheese. Talk truth when I ride the beat, you talk shite when you speak. See money when you close your eyes to sleep. So
go fall back. Your face looks like a shriveled up bull sack. The stuff that you say is bullcrap. I'm sure Andy Pandy snorts crack. Health minister, I mean sinister. You know the public will finish ya. Is your brain really that miniature? You're full of crap, give yourself an enema. You're filthy rich from those who represent Walker's Chris. Mars and Pizza Hut proved you're a health slut. And you're always talking shit. £134 an hour? Every week that's quite a lot of quids. And you came to the conclusion the food industry should be a little less strict. Scandal disclosed that you flipped your second home. You said your claims were within the rules. Filled your pockets, took us for jokes. How would you cope when broke folk get ill, injured and broke? But they don't have the dough to get their life back on the road. So the poor die slow and the rich take control. Andrew Lansley, greedy Andrew Lansley. Tosser, the NHS is not for sale. You grey haired monkey codger, Andrew Lansley. Greedy Andrew Lansley. Tosser, the NHS is not for sale. You grey haired monkey codger, Andrew Lansley. Greedy Andrew Lansley. Tosser, the NHS is not for sale. You grey haired monkey codger, Andrew Lansley. Greedy Andrew Lansley. Tosser, the NHS is not for sale. Not for sale. Lansley's white paper liberating the NHS sets out a plan where we'll become more like the US, and care will be farmed out to private companies who will sell their service to the NHS via GPs, who will have more to do with their service purchase arrangements than anything to do with even seeing their patients. He's been given cash by Johnny Nash, chairman of Care UK, a private healthcare provider who, if they have their own way, will be the biggest beneficiaries of Conservative Lib Dem policies to privatise healthcare, pull apart their welfare state. These plans have been slagged by patient organisations, charities, unions, nursing and medical institutions. The Royal College of GPs even joined the attack. Looked closely at the proposals and said they were crap. So say yes for the NHS. Andrew Lansley could suck at David Cameron's breast. He's questing for the rich to pay less and the poor have to stress. It'll be one big mess. Andrew Lansley, greedy Andrew Lansley. Tosser, the NHS is not for sale. You grey-haired monkey codger, Andrew Lansley. Greedy Andrew Lansley. Tosser, the NHS is not for sale. You grey-haired monkey codger, Andrew Lansley. Greedy Andrew Lansley. Tosser, the NHS is not for sale. You grey-haired monkey codger, Andrew Lansley. Greedy Andrew Lansley. Tosser, the NHS is not for sale. Not for sale.
Now come all you young sailors and listen to me plea, and when you've heard me tell you'll pity me. For I was a goddamn fool in the port of Liverpool the very first time I came home from sea. Now I paid off at the home from the port of Sierra Leone, £3.10 a month it was me pay. But I wasted all my tin whilst drinking up the gin with a little girl whose name was Maggie May. Now well do I remember where I first met Maggie May. She was cruising up and down in Canning Place. She was dressed up mighty fine like a frigate of the line, so being a ranting sailor I give chase. I kept right on her track, she went on the other tack, but I caught her and I broke her mizzen line. Next morning I awoke with a head more bent than broke. No coat, no vest, no trousers could I find. I asked her where they were. She said, me good kind sir, they're down at Park Lane Pawn Shop number 9. Now you've had your cake and bun, and it's time for you to run, or you'll never make the dockside lad in time. To the pawn shop I did go, but no trousers could I find, and the police came and took that girl away. And the judge, he found her guilty of robbing a homeward bounder, so now she's doing time in Botany Bay. Oh, Maggie, Maggie May, they've taken you away, never more to roam alone down Canning Place. For you robbed too many whalers, and you boxed too many sailors, now you'll never see old Lime Street anymore.
Now, there's got to be a revolution.
political parties, religious hierarchies. It's pretty simple. Probably the greatest contract that I've witnessed in my life is that 2 years ago, the big debate in society was about the failure of the unregulated banking and finance industry and the inability of the free market, which had driven us into one of the worst recessions in years. David Cameron, and it has to be said, with the help of the then Prime Minister Gordon Brown, has turned that debate on its head into a so-called discussion about the unaffordability of public spending. So they're really blaming the victims for the crime, and the banks are now back earning profits. They're now back with the big bonuses. And what this cuts in privatisation programme is second helpings, actually. We collectively have just handed over to them £1.3 trillion. Now, I don't know what a trillion is, but I know it's a hell of a lot of money, and it's our money, and we've given it to them, and now they're coming back for second helpings, and the price of that will be the destruction of our communities, the destruction of the services that we need in order to have something resembling a decent life.
I they will come the might to move any mountain. So high, earth below me, revolving above the sky. I feel no fear, to be here is oh so fine. Shining brightly like sunlight inside my mind. I can move any mountain. I can move any mountain. I can move any mountain. I can move any mountain.
Young butcher, as I have heard him say, he arrived at an inn in Newcastle all on a market day. He called for liquor of the best, being butter oven blade, and presently his eye set upon the chambermaid. He called her for a candle to light him up to bed, and when she come into the room, these words to her he said: a golden sovereign I'll give all to enjoy your charms. So all that night this maid she rolled all in the butcher's arms. It was early next morning, he rose to go away. Says the landlord, here's the reckoning bill that you forgot to pay.
Oh no, then, says the butcher, and you needn't think it strange. One sovereign I have give your maid, and haven't got the change. They called the pretty chambermaid and charged her with the same, and the golden sovereign she laid down for fear she'd get the blame. The butcher then went home, he did, and laughed at what had passed, and little did he think this maid would have revenge at last. It was a 12-month after when he come to town again, and there, as he had done before, he stopped at this same inn. It was then the pretty chambermaid she happened him to see, and she brought a child just 3 months old and set it on his knee. The butcher then did wonder much, and at the child he stare, but when the joke he did find out, how he did stamp and swear. She says, kind sir, it is your own, you needn't think it strange. One sovereign you give to me, and here I've brought you change. Unto the judge she made him go, who happened to live near. It cost him nigh on £100 before he could get clear. So all you brisk and frolicking lads with a mind to ramble and range, if ever you sport with chambermaids, you're bound to get your change.
BCFM 93.2 Bristol,
man,
is our community.
Every day, man, it's like these motherfuckers just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? Swow. Listen.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was showing her head. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was showing her head. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance. We've been through the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act attract you to the type in your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on to them to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your niggas. Tell the truth, niggas.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, niggas.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Like, Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullish. I'll show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'll be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talked ish but look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that ish after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids, and I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on houses that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily, and poor people never get ish and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Oh, listen, me lads, and I'll tell you the tale of a parson who loved a maiden well. He came to her while she was in bed with a fancy to have her maiden head. Says she, I'd grant you your desire if it weren't for the fear of hell's old fire. Says of hell's old fire, please have no doubt. If you were in, I could whistle you out. Then says the maid, you'll have your request. And the parson, he grinned like a fox in his nest. But before that we may do this thing, some money unto me you must bring. He brought the money and did it down tell. She had a sheet spread over the well. She thanked the parson and took his money. Says he, now let's go to it, sweet honey. But the fair maid cried that her father was come. Ho, ho, says the parson, where shall I run? Oh, you must go behind that screen, and then be my dad, you won't be seen. Behind the screen the parson crept, and into the well of a sudden he leapt. He gave a great screech and a pitiful moan. Oh, help, else I'll be drowned. You said you'd whistle me out of hell. Now whistle your own self out of the well. And as for your money, there's nothing to tell, for you must pay for fouling the well. Now all who heard commend the maid for the nimble trick that she have played. And the parson, he ran down the street, shaking his ears like a newly washed sheep. Yeah.
Elegantly Crafted 2. That's the first from Verve tonight in session.
It was three drunken huntsmen, and nothing could they find until they come to a signpost, and that they left behind. The Englishman said signpost, the Scotsman he said nay. Bedad says Pat, it's a plum pudding tree, and the puddin's has blown away. Tally ho, hark away, me boys away, hark away. It was three drunken huntsmen, and nothing could they find but a frog in a well, me boys, and that they left behind. Frog says the Englishman, the Scotsman he said nay. Bedad says Pat a canary bird, and his feathers is washed away. Tally ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away. Well, all night they hunted, and nothing could they find but a dead man in the road, boys, and him they left behind. A man says the Englishman, the Scotsman he said nay. A monkey says the Irishman, and his tail is cut away. Tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away. Well, the next day they hunted, and nothing could they find but a ship in full sail, and that they left behind. Barkentine says the Englishman, the Scotsman he said nay. Bedad says Pat is a washing tub, and the clothes hung up to dry. Tally ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away. Well, all that night they hunted, and nothing could they find but an owl in an ivy bush, and that they left behind. An owl says the Englishman, the Scotsman he said nay. It's the devil, says the Irishman, and they all of them run away. Tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
Well, until same time next year, that's the 11th of October, John Peel Day, That's been me, Tony Gosling, and my selection of John Peel type bits of music. Main songs really being bands being The Dead Plants from Devon, Pig's Big 78 CD, which is from John Peel's wife, Sheila, and the English Drinking Songs from A.L. Lloyd, as well as the live session from High Fiction Science. So, you can download all this probably from about 10 minutes' time at bcfm.org.uk. But right now, it's time for the Midnight News, and for another year, until another year, 11th of October 2012, that'll be an interesting one. This is me, Tony Gosling, signing out.
BCFM News.